You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off the show with how the markets have been moving. It's Wednesday, which means we're joined on the line by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at the market movements, see if we can make sense of them. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to speak to you again. Let's start with inflation print. Coming through from the US, bang in line with expectations, a little higher, no surprises there. Markets really not making much of that. Business as usual, I suppose.
It is business as usual. I think the only positive is that bond traders reckon there's an 80% chance that there'll be another rate cut in December. There was a lot of discussion whether this would happen or not. So I think that's just another positive factor. You know, rates go down and then we'll reassess what's going to happen in 2025. So markets very just iffy at the moment. I mean, not trying to make up their minds. Very difficult. I think we've had five incredible days after Trump's election. And I think a lot of the factors are being digested. Most of the discussion, Jimmy, is around about who he's appointing in various positions. And discussion around each of those. I know he's going to meet Joe Biden today. So I think that's occupying a lot of media space at the moment. Markets, bumbling along, going nowhere. But I think we have to accept that after what we've gone through over the last few days.
Mm. Uncle David, when we look at the lack of direction or the nonchalant approach of markets at the moment, it does seem very sideways regardless of where you're looking at it. There is some dollar strength here and there. You're seeing the gold price weaker, you're seeing the rand softer and all of that. But in general, I mean, equities as well kind of not really doing anything to surprise anyone. Granted, we have hit all-time highs on multiple occasions this year.
I think we forget that fast.
Context.
Everybody just wants each day to be another record day. And I think you need a period of digestion. You need to consider and understand where we are and what's going to happen. Big talk around Trump. There was a very interesting tweet, which is worth repeating. And, you know, Bill Ackman is from Pershing, a very well-known fund manager in the United States. And I was quite interested in his tweet today, which is a lengthy tweet in which he said that, he found that the business community, and I'm going to quote him, giddy with excitement over the Trump administration. So I think meaning that people who didn't even vote for Trump are very upbeat about what's happening. And now he makes a very important point. He says confidence is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And with business heads becoming more confident about the country and the economy, of course, that's going to lead to further investment, driving up the economy. And he's also very positive about a favorable regulatory environment, which he says could see mergers and acquisitions explode. So, I mean, that's a kind of attitude. You know, he's well respected. You know, it's his one voice. There might be others, but I think I can live with that and say, okay, it means we're going into a very positive 2025 where people feel upbeat. And, hopefully that spreads through to markets, I think global markets. Because at the moment, Jimmy, you know, when you say we're going nowhere, I think we're locally still battling with China. You know, we're still battling with their initiatives, and it's reflecting the stronger dollar and that are reflecting in commodity prices. And one of the clues is I saw Tencent's results came through. I don't know if you followed them, but they were quite good. I liked them. I thought, okay, gaming up, etc. But there was no response. And even the Swiggy IPO in India, of which Process has put in a lot of money, there was no response. I said, okay, time to go on holiday. You know, this is end of the year stuff. People tired.
I think that's part of it, Uncle David. I think we've gone through so much in this year that maybe investors are saying, you know what, we're going to take a bit of a beat. We don't want to commit to, because at the end of the day, while he is president-elect, he hasn't officially taken office. That takes place next year. And between now and the 6th of January, a lot can happen. If history's told us anything about Donald J. Trump, is that expect the unexpected, right?
Yeah, you're right. I think, you know, we responded to tax reductions and you know, reviews of regulations and a border, immigrants, all these issues are now open. We've responded, but I think people are fatigued and I think needed just a bit of a break for the year end. That. So I looked at the volumes today on the JSE as well, very low, around about 16, 17 billion, you know, with process still the biggest trader, not a lot happening. And where are we now? The 13th? You know, so I think within the next 2 weeks, probably people getting their eyes on going down to the coast and loading up the trailers or the caravans or whatever however they get there.
Uncle David, speaking of fatigue, it seems as though fatigue is stretching across all the markets. I'm looking at our favorite counters, the platinum, palladiums, PGMs space. We've kind of come back to that bottoming out area that we sort of have been speaking about for the longest time. But markets are looking exhausted. It doesn't look like we're going to break much lower. It doesn't look like we're in for a lot more surprises. We've probably printed the bottom.
Yeah. I always say that bottoms are made over time, not at a price. So this is a long time, though. You know, this is enough already. but you're right. It's not going lower than that. You know, I can't see platinum falling below 900. If it does, only for a small amount than that. But you know, it's going to remain in the mid 900s, and platinum and all of those. Copper's going to remain at 9,000. So I think we just got to get along with it. What concerns me is that when I look at Anglo American, is that hold on, they need big improvements. You know, if they're going to go it alone, they're going to need to do something, and they need some help. In the meantime, you've probably got Mike Henry of BHP just sitting at his desk with his feet on the desk. Saying, okay, if that's 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, you know, they're not allowed to do anything for a certain period. But I reckon they'll be back. So
they'll be back. And that's quite the interesting part. I think that's the other thing with having the balance sheet, having the flexibility, having the freedom to say, I can wait it out. Nobody else is going to put in an offer the way I'm going to.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you've got a strong balance sheet and plenty of cash and plenty of muscle, it's easy to pick up your competitors, you know, knowing that they're under pressure. So, I think it's the pick and pay story as well, which is quite interesting because that was another feature today. You know, the Boxer is a big story on the market. Everybody now rushing to Boxer. New listings. It's something fresh and new, and everybody's going for it as well. So it's also propping up, you know. I think Sean Summers is so happy. He said, oh, you know, let this happen because it just means that the whatever he offloads, he's going to get more money for it. And this is probably going to become his ATM. You know, every time he needs money, sell off another shares, you know, a few shares.
But also this lines up very well with the compensation structure that he would have set up to restructure the pick and pay business.
For himself. Yeah, sure. Now, he's a good man. I like him. He's an old campaigner and you know, even at his age, working very hard to get it right and that. But he wasn't left with an easy task. You know?
Absolutely. Nobody can deny that Sean Summers came back to Pick and Pay to clean up something that was nothing short of an impossible task. And we continue to wish him the best of luck with that. Uncle David, thank you so much for the time and for the insights. It's always lovely speaking to you. It makes for a very great conversation, especially in the middle of the week when the markets are chaotic. It's David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth on the market movements, what's been happening and how markets could be feeling or could not be feeling, really.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.